just might. B96, The Rhythm of Chicago, Morgan Carla Mornings, and The Diary. We have a confession that we need to make about The Diary before we get into today's entry. So we were looking at, and as it turns out, we missed an entry. We thought that this was going to end on Thursday. We missed an entry.
We're not going to point any fingers,
but there's somebody making a face in the room that looks like,
did I do that? No, listen. The handwriting in this is awful, and all I have to, like, keep track of what I'm reading is this little piece of paper that I use as a bookmark.
Yeah.
And at some point in the last 2 weeks, a little bookmark fell out, and so when I went back, I was just like, oh, yeah, like, I've read this. I missed an entry.
Okay.
I missed an entry.
And that's okay.
And that's fine. We get an extra day of diary.
We get one more day then of diary. So there, we're going to have this entry. We're going to make up for it. We don't think we will lose any context. I think it'll make sense, but then it'll go tomorrow and then Friday, and that will be the diary.
Yes.
The end.
Do we want to give context as to where we are at, where we were at when I start reading?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's quickly get you a recap.
Previously on The Diary. So our mystery girl's dad got married to his much younger girlfriend, only 10 years older than our mystery girl. And this entry takes place during the wedding. And a lot more went down than we believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I accidentally skipped this July 2nd entry, we all just were like, oh, she didn't really talk about the wedding. She
right.
did. I just forgot to tell you about it. So here we go. This is what happened at the wedding July 2nd. My mom called me, maybe to live in the glory of how terrible she knew it was going to be, but I didn't tell her much. I don't know who'd really want to hear about the wedding of their ex-husband and the father of your kids. I know she thought she wanted to know, but I didn't want to hurt her. I can't handle it when she's sad. Instead, I talked about me. How I looked like a wet dog. How Sally called Jake Mike.
That sucks.
How I got pushed out during the bouquet toss.
Oh.
Even though I was fighting. That was really weird. All of a sudden, I'm being dragged by two women onto the floor to catch some stupid flower arrangement.
Dang. Oh.
I was shouting, I'm not single. That's my boyfriend. And pointing at Jake, horrified. They didn't actually get me onto the floor with all the fighting back, but I was so embarrassed and I felt awful.
Oh, man.
You know, why do bouquet tosses at weddings get so intense?
They need that love.
Yeah, it's so awkward.
Yeah, no, like people literally fight, throw each other.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and then there's the whole thing where they're like, that person needs the bouquet.
Yeah.
And you're like, please don't put that on me.
Well, that's, I've caught the bouquet 3 times in my life.
Did you?
And unmarried still.
Yeah.
So,
huh. All right.
Okay. But I was so embarrassed and I felt awful for Jake. 4 or 5 different people called him Mike.
Damn.
Even though they don't look or act anything alike. So I tell my mom all this, and she says, well, none of us really like Jake.
Mom.
You and Mike are a better fit. How am I supposed to move forward if everyone keeps dragging me back? How can they not like him? He's likable. They all acted like it was fine, and he was fine, and they were fine. Fakers.
Fakers. Is that
so,
the end of the entry?
Yeah, that's all what right. had happened at the wedding.
And right. that's why Jake was so mad.
That's the lost entry. Feel for Jake, because that sucks if you're Jake and everybody's calling you Mike.
Oof.
And then people are just like, I don't like you, and she should be with Mike. That
Aww,
sucks.
This is a bummer for him. And this is why, I think I said this yesterday, but I think he needs to leave the situation.
Like, yeah.
You're asking your girl to stop talking to her ex. You're asking, like, her whole family, her mom is on the phone with Mike, which is the ex, all the time.
Yeah.
Talking about how he misses your daughter.
That sucks.
It's a terrible place to be. Yeah. And he's over here opening up, introducing his mother to her mother.
Right.
Have you ever felt that in a relationship where, like, clearly the friends liked somebody else better than you?
Yeah.
No.
I think my wife's brother liked her ex more than me.
You guys just got really? They got along better?
Yeah, or her high school ex. Mm. I think he like really looked up to him, and I don't think he looked up to me. Granted, he's like 30 now, so who are you looking up to?
Things are different. When you're little, you tend to like really idolize whoever your siblings are dating.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for me, it was just, I just knew that the family wanted something maybe different.
Yeah.
I don't know what. But I know that I wasn't the vibe.
Yeah, sometimes it's not meant to be. And it's okay. The connection that you have with the person and then also their family. So what happens in the last two entries of the diary? We will find out tomorrow and Friday. And that's it. How is this thing going to end? Are we going to get any sort of closure? Or are we going to be left on a cliffhanger? We'll find out between tomorrow and Friday's entries. Okay, so tomorrow at 7:30, get set for that. Catch up on the previous entries at B96 Chicago on Instagram. And get ready to win some money next.
Yes, if you think that you can crush Carla, a.k.a. me. Not a.k.a., it is me, huh?
Yeah.
If you think you can crush me, come play Can't Crush Carla.
Give us 3 minutes and we'll give you a chance to crush a.k.a. Carla on B96.